You really think I was going to forget to bring up the Cowboys losing to the Carolina Panthers yesterday? Did you really think I was going to be, hey, did you really think that I was going to avoid doing that? Because I could assure you, I had no intentions of avoiding doing that. The Cowboys lost yesterday. I'm so surprised. I'm so surprised. And listen, 30-27, I got to give credit where credit is due. I could sit up there and make fun of it and the Cowboys finding a way to lose this game. But I got to admit this, Dak Prescott, without CeeDee Lamb completing 74% of his passes, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns, no sacks, a 90.2 QBR, playing like an MVP candidate as of right now. And this cat, George Pickens, okay, who came over from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who is a stud, who can ball, who's been picking up the slack for CeeDee Lamb, 9 passes for 168 yards and a touchdown, okay? A touchdown, by the way, for the 5th consecutive game. The brother's been flat out balling. You're going to have to pay that man, Jerry. But far be it for me to spend this time ignoring the props that I have to give to the Carolina Panthers. Because they are now winners of 3 of their last 4 games. Falcons, Dolphins, Cowboys. And I got to give love where love is due. But before I go any further, let me say this. Listen, this might be breaking news. It might be breaking news. So it's important that I say this. I'm not flawless. I know that shocks y'all. I know that shocks y'all. I know it's a big, big shock to all of you out there. But I'm not perfect. There are some times that I make a prediction and dare I say I am wrong. And I predicted that the Dallas Cowboys would find a way to win this game. I predicted that these are the Carolina Panthers that we're talking about here. And it was no big deal to be made out of the fact that they came back from a 17-0 deficit and beat the Miami Dolphins a week ago. Or that they blew out the Falcons 30-0 a week before that. I get it. I understand it. I understand it. I said all of these things, but the reason I got to take a moment to stand down and give the Carolina Panthers props is because their PR department came out with a video directly against me. Me. They came at me. They got me. I can't even front. They got me. They got, I deserve every bit of the trolling that the Carolina Panthers put on me. No doubt about it. They got me good.